Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks. We have a great show planned today. This episode hits home personally in a very powerful way because Nancy Alcorn, founder and president of Mercy Multiplied, is here with us, and we're talking about ditching the baggage. Nancy is going to share with us today how we go from living life as a victim to living life as a victor. As always, we're taking your calls at 866-357-3283. Again, that's 866-357-3283. And of course, you can email in at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Don't forget to submit your daily entry to the Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway, brought to you by Ramsey Solutions at stewardship.com. And now you know what the theme is going to be of today's show. And if you know a friend who needs to hear this, tell them to tune in, or you can tell them to head to stewardship.com. Again, that's stewardship.com. And of course, be sure to check out the section that says Chris Recommends. Nancy, thank you so much for joining me in the studio. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I love being here, Chris. Love your show. Think it's awesome.
Well, thank you very much. Folks, we are talking about ditching the baggage in our past. And Nancy actually just recently wrote a book a couple months ago called Ditch the Baggage, Change Your Life. And as you know, we talk about stewardship on this show, hence the name, True Stewardship. That's not just about money, but that's about how we live this life. Live this life God's way for God's glory. That's our parenting. That's our marriages. That's all of our relationships. That's that relationship with that roommate. Yeah, the one that's creepy. It's how you manage that as well. How you manage your leadership, how you manage your health. That's what we're talking about. And many of us, I hear your calls. Nancy, I hear people call in all the time, and I can hear it in their tone that they are dragging around a bunch of baggage that they have not let go. I know for me personally, with the past that I've had, many of you listening right now, you've heard my past. There's a lot of baggage that comes with that. And so there's ways that we need to navigate all that baggage. There's ways that we need to be able to harness it, to be able to leverage it, but not let it weigh us down. And so Nancy, of course, she is the founder and president of Mercy Multiplied, and a tremendous ministry helping tons of people. And she's going to let us know how to do this and do it right. So Nancy, what have you been up to? Tell us a little bit about Mercy Multiplied and how things are going.
Well, Mercy Multiplied, I actually started 32 years ago, and
I was six.
Yeah, you were six. So
sorry, folks, I had to say that.
Thanks for saying that, Chris. You made me feel so good. but anyway, you know, I'd worked for the government for 8 years at a girls' prison. There were 300 girls there at any given time, and they were sent by juvenile court judges, and they never got the help they needed. I mean, typical government separation of church and state. Here I am working there as a believer, knowing that the same Christ that changed my life could change theirs, and I'm told I can't share that. And so I watch girls stay there a year and go back to the same environment. Some get murdered in street gang fights or by pimps, or they go back to the same gangs or the same activity that got them in trouble to start with. Some of them actually committed suicide because they felt like they had no hope. Because in the government system, you're told once you're this, you're always going to be this, damaged goods, you know, and all the stuff. And I know what the Word of God says, that you can be forgiven, you can be healed, you can be cleansed. So 5 years of that, and then 3 years investigating child abuse cases. And I was in the emergency unit in the inner city of Nashville. And I would go out with the police all hours of the night. My unit, we took turns being on call. And I saw with my own eyes little kids that had no food, that were living in, you know, rat-infested places with horrible smells and just being left alone, and mothers that were drug addicts and prostitutes and just painful, you know, no fathers around, a little boy I walked in on who was almost beaten to death by the mother's boyfriend with the heel of a shoe, and he almost didn't make it. I saw the things that we hear about in the news with my own eyes, and it broke my heart. And I was just, I'd have nightmares about it. I was crying out to God, you know, what are you doing with me? I don't want to do this anymore. And what the Lord showed me, he said, you just spent 5 years dealing with angry teenage girls, and now I'm taking you back in time and showing you why they were so angry, and that there's always a why behind the what, you know, and not to judge anyone and let, because you haven't walked in their shoes. And so at all those 8 years, basically, God put a vision in me to start a program that was free of government funding, where the girls could come free of charge, and they were there. They come because they realize they need help and they want to deal with their issues.
Wow. Wow. So you've seen a lot of baggage, of course, on this show. I hear a lot of baggage as well. The baggage looks a little different, considerably. There are some that call in that have that kind of baggage. But some people are calling in, and it's the baggage of the way their parents handled money. It's the baggage of maybe how their grandparents started this generational verbal abuse in the home that gave people a lack of security, which translates into irresponsible spending. And there's lots of, if I'm talking to people, I hear a lot behind the call.
Right.
It's not just what they're saying, but it's what's behind what they're saying. So you've dealt with this, and I know you've dealt with baggage like I'm explaining as well, too, with people. What was the specific calling to write this book? And we know what the calling was to plant and to start Mercy Multiply, but this book, what is the heartbeat behind this book specifically?
Well, I'm just want to be real transparent here. In 2001, I guess I was about 17 years into having started Mercy Multiplied, formerly Mercy Ministries. And 17 years into it, my dad passed away, Chris. And I, you know, how we confess the word and we speak faith, and I was really good at doing all that. And what I didn't realize is that some of the things that I had tried to confess away were buried deep within me. You know, I had a little sister that got killed in a very tragic way. Won't go into the details of that, but it just ripped our family apart. It was a horrible accident where she got crushed to death in my dad's lap. And I thought I had dealt with the grief, but I'd really just buried it. And I always had a heart for my dad because he was never the same after that happened. And so I could see the sadness in his eyes. And so I became a believer, was passionate about Christ, went on with my life thinking I dealt with that. But when my dad passed away, I remember all this stuff surfaced in my life and all these issues and all this pain and all this anxiety. I started having kind of panic attacks and anxiety and separation and all that. And one of my friends, she happens to be she was National Basketball Coach of the Year last year, women's college basketball coach. But one of my friends, she called me and challenged me, you need to get help. She said, I see what you're doing to help all these other people, but what about you? You better deal with the issues in your life or they're going to deal with you. So I started going to counseling in beginning of 2002. And I ended up in a 7-year process where I realized not only that I had baggage, but I realized that I had to deal with things. I had to forgive. I had to let go of that grief. I was like literally bound by a spirit of grief. And there's a difference between grieving, a healthy grieving process, and having a spirit of grief. And so there were so many things that came out, and I didn't understand. My counselor helped me understand the why behind the what in my life. And out of that process, God gave me a brand new counseling model for Mercy Multiplied called Choices That Bring Change. And so we implemented that because, you know, God says in Deuteronomy 30:19, this day I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life that you and your seed may live. And the stewardship that you talk about on this show, which relates to every area of life, God showed me, Nancy, you have to be a steward of your own emotions and your own past and your own ability to forgive the people that have hurt you, to forgive your parents where they let you down, to forgive, people that have done things to you that have hurt you. But also God showed me you've got to recognize that you also have hurt other people, and you need to know that that's something you have to look at as well. So I didn't realize I had anger toward God. Why did, you know, people ask, why did my little sister get killed? Why did that happen? Why does this? God says we know in part, but God showed me I'm for you. I'm a God of love. I am God. The word says God is good and he does good. So I recognize that, you know, life happens. We're living in a fallen world. And so God showed me you need to forgive yourself. You need to forgive me. And then you need to forgive other people and understand why they need to forgive you too, and pray for that for reconciliation and broken relationships. And it's just amazing what happened. So out of that experience, and then working inside the walls of Mercy and all the homes across the United States and our three international homes, we see thousands of young girls that have had horrific pasts, much worse than mine. And they, through the choices they make, the choice to forgive, the choice to, you know, instead of perpetuating a generational pattern, you can, through the power of your choice, start a generation of blessing. You've done that in your life. I know your story. And to, like, steward your life, your present. We can't change the past, but the Apostle Paul took his past, had an encounter with Christ, and then he changed his future and a whole lot of other people's futures too.
Yeah.
So wrote the book because the same principles of freedom that operate inside the walls of Mercy actually apply to people out there as well. And so that's why I wrote it. It's not just for females. It's not gender specific. It is the principles of freedom that come from God. And if we apply them to our lives, they'll be life transforming.
So good. We're talking with Nancy Alcorn. She's the president and the founder of Mercy Multiplied. And she wrote a book a couple months ago called Ditch the Baggage, Change Your Life. The link is available at stewardship.com. Again, stewardship.com, right underneath this episode. Well, folks, we are talking with Nancy Alcorn, president and founder of Mercy Multiplied. And obviously, she's done a lot of incredible things. God's accomplishing a lot through her. And sometimes all it takes is a little encouragement to accomplish something big. For me, whether it was what to do about debt, family troubles, or figuring out a career path, someone came along to help encourage me to take the next step. Well, we want to encourage you with tips, articles, and biblical education that inspires you to be intentional in all areas of your life with the stewardship.com newsletter. Visit stewardship.com today and sign up to receive this newsletter. We're here with Nancy Alcorn, and we wanted to bring her in studio, if you've missed the first part of this show, to talk through what it looks like to ditch the baggage in your life. Many of us have that. I know for me, I've got plenty. I grew up in intense poverty. I grew up in tons of violence in the home. Often I was wondering when I was going to get hit next. I was wondering where the next meal was going to come from. I was wondering where I was going to lay my head at night. As an adult, well, I've wondered why I've lost 3 out of 4 of my parents by the age of 35. Lots of things that we have in our lives, baggage. Nancy, I want to ask you a question. In this book, there's an overwhelming theme of, in a very kind way, we've got to kind of get over it. We've kind of got to get over it, and we've got to pull up our bootstraps, to pull out an old term, and we've got to move on. But I know you say that in a very, very kind way in here. You obviously have a ton of compassion. You've been in the compassion business Yes. since the 80s. But you've got this compassion, and then you've got this kick in the pants. How in the world do you navigate that balance? You do it so well. And let us know what's behind all that.
Well, I think first of all, the anger has to be channeled in the right direction, and we need to recognize that there is an enemy. I mean, those of us who are Christians know that, you know, John 10:10, the thief comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. And Jesus said, "I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." So God is a God of justice, but he's also a God of mercy. And he says a false balance is an abomination to him. So having the balance to, you know I need mercy in my life because I make mistakes every day. So putting myself in the other person's shoe, but also understand that I haven't been walked where they walked. I haven't been where you, I mean, I was the middle kid of 7, and we didn't have that much extra, but we had food on the table every night. And to hear you say there were nights that you didn't even have food, I mean, that just is heart-wrenching to me. But I've met so many individuals that have a similar story as yours. And I just think that at the end of the day, we have to recognize that even though we may think our situation's been hard, I can find so many other people who are way worse off than me. And if we look to God, He said He will restore all the years that have been stolen. And so getting angry at the right source, the thief who comes to kill, steal, and destroy, recognizing that God says, this day I set before you life and death. Choose life that you and your seed may live. And I mean, man, I see your pictures of your beautiful family on Instagram and your children and your beautiful wife. And I'm just like, wow, you are a great example of someone who has broken those generational patterns and started a generation of blessing with your family. And I just think it's amazing. And God gives each and every one of us the freedom to do that. And that's why we call our counseling model at Mercy Choices That Bring Change, because we have to choose to be committed. There's a humility that's required. We have to humble ourselves. Like when I went to counseling for 7 years, I had as a leader, you know, the enemy hit me with, well, what are people going to think? You're supposed to be a leader. And what God showed me is if you don't deal with these issues, you're going to be one of those fallen leaders mm-hmm. that's going to have to leave your post. So I decided eventually to be proud of the fact that I was going to counseling. And when I started talking to my staff about my counseling process, I'm dealing with this. When my dad died, all these issues came up and I knew I needed help. When I started dealing with those things and being real with my staff, it was amazing how many of those staff members came to me and started sharing their baggage mm-hmm. with me.
Yeah.
And we were able to pray together. And now it's changed the whole culture of our staff because we're like a family.
Yeah.
And it's not a phony facade. There are people that go to church every Sunday, and you know, because you've pastored, that they sit on the church pews, they hear the message, they smile, they say everything's okay, but everything's not okay.
Yeah.
And this book is designed to help people in a very practical way face the fact, and I'm real about my own life in there, but so I'm trying to give people permission, hey, it's okay.
Yeah.
Because I know that I'm looked up to in some circles as a leader in America, and yet I'm very open and honest about my own struggles. And that's by design, because I want other people to go, it's okay. I want to say it's okay
yep.
not to be perfect, because church people are the best at putting on that perfect act.
Yep.
So there's a humbling required. We humble ourselves and we get rid of the pride and we, Lord, I'm committed to your process, whatever you want to do with me, whoever I need to talk to, whatever I need to do. But basically decluttering our hearts and being honest and real and open about what's really going on in there.
Yeah.
And God's word, He says His word is light. So if we get into His word and we read it with an open, honest heart, Lord, speak to me and show me what's in my life that needs to change. Because we're really good at pointing at other people and going, boy, they need to change.
Yep.
But it's designed for self, not self-help, but self-evaluation so that yeah. we can receive God's help.
That's huge. Folks, I hope you're picking up on this, that a very distinguished leader is telling us right now that she was intentionally vulnerable. I wonder, in your sphere of influence, it might even be your family, are you leveraging vulnerability? Maybe you're the one that's supposed to be the head of the household. And when's the last time you admitted that you just don't know what the next step is? When's the last time you admitted that you possibly have a spending problem? When's the last time that you've invited accountability into your life? A non-accusatory accountability, someone that's going to walk with you in your weaknesses. There's a tremendous power in vulnerability, and Nancy is modeling that for us. And I had a choice when we started this show, whether I was going to open up my past and let you know about some of the things that I've been through. I had a choice on whether I was going to bring up my bankruptcy, but folks, people like Nancy are opening up their hearts to be of value to you. It's painful, and I don't know what baggage you're carrying around. We have a responsibility. Again, 1 Corinthians 4:2, to manage God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. One of those blessings, folks, it's your story. It's managing the story. It's managing the pain and making sure that God gets the glory for it. This book is about that. You're ditching the weight of the baggage, but you're sucking the nutrients out of it to be vulnerable for others. Where do you need to be vulnerable in your life? Nancy, who should be reading this book? And I just called out a few people, a few folks, you know, the head of household, those who are leading their families, but who really needs to read this book?
Well, before the book was released, because there's study guide and curriculum and videos that go along with it, we did beta test groups all across the United States with all age groups, demographics. It's written not to be gender specific, though my particular area of expertise over the years has been working with troubled girls and young women. But it was written with everyone in mind. And those beta test groups from all different ages and backgrounds, we did some in prison. We did some in colleges and universities. We did some with high school kids. We did some with older women. We did some men that have read it, have sent in testimonies. And what we found is that, I don't want this to sound arrogant. It's not meant to sound arrogant, because I believe this book is filled with God's principles and not, it's just what we've learned. But I think every single person could benefit from reading this book, regardless of age, regardless of gender. And the reason I believe that is because we have the testimonies that have proven that that is true. So, and it's very, you were talking about sharing your story, and wow, I commend you for sharing yours, because yes, we need to ditch the baggage. And part of that is telling our story and being vulnerable and transparent. And yes, it can be painful, but I've found that as I've gone through the pain of sharing, that on the other side of that, there's just tremendous freedom and just an excitement, because I've seen the way that affects the lives of other people.
You talked about freedom. We've talked about forgiveness. We've talked about God's perspective. And I just picked up the book here and looking through the seven keys that are in this book. And that's what it is. Total commitment to freedom. Choosing to forgive. Getting God's perspective on your life. Breaking your family's generational patterns. Wow. We'll try to stay away from that one. I'll be a wreck. Healing life's hurts. Another powerful one. The power to choose freedom over oppression. And how to maintain lifelong freedom. How to maintain all of this that we're talking about. Nancy, you got an incredible ministry. You've got an incredible staff. And the fact that you spent some time today to pour into this audience, we're very, very thankful.
Thank you for having me, Chris. It's an honor.
Now, Nancy, before you go, what's the number one way? Of course, we're going to have a link to this book on stewardship.com right underneath this episode. We're talking with Nancy Alcorn. She's the president and the founder of Mercy Multiplied. How do people stay in touch with you? How do they do it?
Our website is mercymultiplied.com, and just my name, at Nancy Alcorn on Twitter and Instagram, and also my email is available through our website.
That must be really, really nice to have Nancy Alcorn on social media. I've got Chris Brown, so I've got to be like Chris Brown 796439er. You get Nancy Alcorn. That's not cool. But anyway, a name like Chris Brown, we had to go Chris Brown on air. So if you don't like that, hey, listen, it took like 6 months to find it. So Chris Brown on air for me on all Instagram, all that stuff, Facebook, Twitter. Well, we're here. We're at the end of the year during a time of reflection. What a great topic to dissect. Our hope is that this conversation would stick with you for several days as we all seek to commit to freedom. God doesn't want us shackled by our past. He wants us fixed on His glory and in His name. Folks, if you need to hear this conversation again at any point, be sure to check it out. It will be living on stewardship.com forever. I don't know about forever, but it'll be there for a really, really long time. And be sure to check out the section Chris recommends. Of course, a link to the book is there. And I want to leave you with a verse. This verse kind of jumped out at me, Isaiah 53:5. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. Thank you, Jesus. That is why we manage his blessings his way and for his glory. God bless you.